O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Romans 12, verses 1 through 8. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Lost in Wonder by Jonathan Ogden. Soft, doubled vocals reflect on God the Father and Jesus as the personification of God's glory. Digital percussion sounds add a relaxed, contemporary groove. Overall, the sound is hushed and steady, a quiet sort of worship.
Display the Father's glory. You're the center of the story. There is none like you. And so I fall down at your feet, lost in wonder, worshiping. Praises to the Most High King. Give you all of my affection, Lord. You're my everything, Jesus. You're my everything. Take all the world, just give me Jesus.
Romans 12, verses 1 through 8. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them, if prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness.
Paul begins, "Therefore, brothers and sisters in Christ, given the manifold mercy of Christ's sacrifice for you, I appeal to you to offer your bodies as living sacrifices to God. Whereas the Old Testament worshipers offered up dead sacrifices that pointed to the sacrifice of Christ in their worship of God, we offer ourselves as bloodless, living sacrifices to God. This is our spiritual worship," Paul says, "a sensible and true worship that shapes our lives. We are to be utterly devoted to God inwardly and outwardly." Paul says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds." This means we hit refresh, as it were, as we read, study, and especially as we hear the word in community. We aim to be hopeful in Christ instead of cynical. We obey the word instead of our unreliable feelings. We give thanks instead of complaining. And as our minds are refreshed and renewed by the word, we discover what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now in verses 3 to 8, Paul smoothly transitions into the fact that this is not just about our individual relationship with God, but what it means to relate to God in community. He says, "Don't think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but think with sober judgment about your need for the body of Christ and your humble role within it." Being transformed means we're living out our faith in Christian community with our local church. Are you doing so? In Christ, we who are many form one body. We are all members one of another, and each of us functions individually to build the whole. God has given us all the same saving grace, but he's given us each different gifts of grace, the word there is charismata, to serve and to build up the body. And though we are all to serve, Paul actually singles out service as a particular gift. Some of you are equipped to do so. He also mentions encouragement. Again, we should all encourage one another and thereby build up the body. But some of you are gifted to strengthen the hearts of others in a unique, spirit-empowered way. You can help the church have a kinder, more positive, loving, and gentle tone. He mentions the relational gift of compassion. The Spirit has granted some of you very merciful affections and empathetic hearts. This means you can tenderly reach out to those who are in pain and walk alongside those who are in need. Also, he mentions giving and helping with a generous and cheerful attitude. He includes the word gifts of teaching and exhorting. Some are called to build up and shape by sharing the word of God. Finally, Paul says that God has graced some people with the gift of leadership and that they must govern diligently and with great attention to the body of Christ. We've all received saving grace in the same measure, but we've each been gifted with equipping grace in unique ways. The Spirit wants to use all of you. God is at work among us. And so ask the Lord, as you step out in faith, to use you, to encourage, to show compassion, to teach, to give generously, to lead. Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow after us, that we may continually be given to good works, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.